Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today. And if you are joining us online, I'm so glad that you've joined us today online for this service. I would like to invite you now to join me in reading the mission statements that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's exactly what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are giving ourselves the opportunity to tap back into our own spirit, to recognize that, yes, indeed, we live and move and have our beingness within that one power and that one presence. And not only do we live in that presence lives in us. And that presence expresses within us and through us as love, and as wholeness, as our own authentic power and our own creativity, and as peace. Because what happens is, as we come to recognize that that presence is innate to our own beingness, that then we are able to bring it into the world irregardless of what is happening in our lives. If the world is not reflecting to us love and peace, we can be the ones that bring that forward. And as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence in this world. We act as a transformative agent in this world, because when we come to the world differently, the world responds differently. And so I say thank you to each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing the presence of the divine into this world in a way that is beneficial. Thank you to each and every single one of you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, Carol Borowick. She's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. Listen and take it in. But I invite you just to be kind of begin to settle into yourself, to that place within you that is a place of beingness rather than doingness, the place within you that is stillness itself.
And so this moment, in the stillness and in the silence, we come together as one, one with spirit and one with each other, to experience peace and to experience all the possibilities available for us on this beautiful Sunday morning. I know that wherever we are and whatever we are doing, we are in the presence of our divine creator. The Master Jesus said, "It is done to you as you believe." And this morning, may we each believe and know that all of the abundance of good is here for us right now. All we need to do is accept. And I am so grateful, and I bless Reverend Jennifer this morning in her message. I know Spirit speaks through here and inspires each of us as we go forward in our day. And I am so thankful for everyone who has worked so hard to bring our beautiful service here in this sacred place. I bless Harold and his wonderful message of music, which brings us such joy. And I bless every person here whose presence just creates our beautiful sacred space of love and joy and peace. I say thank you, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. I chose a reading today from New Design for Living by Ernest Holmes and Willis Kinnear. It is titled Successful Living. One of the most difficult things for anyone to realize is that they are always a success. We need not worry or wonder if we will succeed, but instead we need to direct our attention to that in which we really desire to succeed. We find ourselves right back at the starting point, the only point, thought. What are we thinking? What is our habitual thought pattern? What is our total thought content? Here is the beginning and the end, the cause and the effect. In our desire to start to succeed in a different way than we have in the past, we create a new balance in our pattern of thinking that is more favorable toward good. We build up, idea by idea, thought by thought, concept by concept, the good we desire. As we do this, the negative content of our conscious mind and subconscious mind will be replaced. Then we will have a new pattern through which the creativeness of life will flow anew into our experience. We have to be consistent in our designing. Consistent negative thought gets us in trouble. Consistent positive thought is the only thing that can get us out. What we are talking about has nothing to do with willpower. We are not forcing anything to happen. As we recognize God's universal nature as good, as the source of all abundance, and as the perfection that resides behind all life, then we may come to accept all of these things. Even though we may only be able to accept a little of our better life at first, each additional successful experience will breed more of it. Success breeds success. So let us be sure of the direction in which we are going. And so it is.
So we're doing a class right now that's called Treat Yourself to Life. And this week in class, we've been talking about success. And so I have a question for you, which is, how do you feel when you're successful? Think about something maybe that happened in your life recently where you felt successful at something you did. How did that feel inside of you? Did it make you feel good? Did it make you feel empowered? Uplifted? Did it make you feel exhilarated? Energized? Satisfied? Did it make you feel like you were ready to take on whatever the next thing was that showed up? Yeah. As human beings, we have a need to be successful in our lives. We have a need to succeed at the things that we are doing. Raymond Charles Barker, in this book, Treat Yourself to Life, says, "Everyone is born with the capacity for success. Not just are we born with the capacity for success, but also with the drive toward success and the emotional need for it." And so how do you define success? Is it when you're at the top of the heap or the top of the hierarchy? Is it when other people recognize that you're at the top of the heap or the top of the hierarchy? Is it when you've made lots of money or acquired lots of money or material things? Is success how you feel when you finally have that title or the degree or the letters behind your name? Does success have to do with how you compare yourself with others, how you compare? Is it defined by our culture? Or is success the way that you think and the way that you feel and the way that you experience yourself? Webster defines success as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Barker, in this book, says he doesn't define success on the basis of money or genius or grandiose achievement or applause from the public. Instead, success is when we are creative and at peace while we are being creative. He also defines failure. He says a failure is anyone who either through his own ignorance or through his acceptance of situations apparently beyond his control has resigned himself to some form of expression which is frustrating rather than creative. So his definition of success is around creativity, right? Because we are born with that need to be creative. We are born of creativity, the creativity of the universe. And that creativity within us is a divine impulse to express. When we are creative, we create an opening for that creative intelligence of the universe to unfold itself through us, to unfold itself in this world in a greater way. That's what happens when we're creative. Maya Angelou said, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Doesn't it feel like that when we are successful in our lives, that we're liking what we do and how we're doing it? For me, I think I define success as any time we stretch beyond what it is that we've done in the past. I think it's any time we gain something, whether it's self-confidence or self-esteem or a new skill or new understanding about something. I think success is also when we contribute something, when we make a difference somehow. When we contribute something, which in turn enables us to discover more of who we are, to discover something that was within us that we didn't actually know was there or we had not yet experienced. And in turn, it feels satisfying to do that. So we have a need to be successful in what we do. We have a need to be successful in our lives because we have a need to express our creativity, because we have a need to give way to our own potential and our own greatness. We have a need for success because we have a need to discover who we are on the inside, to discover what it is that we are made of. And undertaking any sort of new venture in our life or working towards a goal helps us discover that untapped potential that lives within us. It forces us to step out of what has been into something new, to bring forward and come bring forward our own creativity within us, that's already within us, as we do something new. We have that need to discover who we are and to express who we are. And you know what? I know we aren't always successful in attaining our goals. We aren't always successful in succeeding at what it is that we start out to do. And what happens then often is we give up. Sometimes we think that we don't have what it takes to reach that goal or to be a success at that thing. Sometimes we think we don't have what it takes to accomplish the things we want to accomplish. Sometimes we're afraid of failure. Sometimes we just don't know where to begin Or maybe sometimes you don't even actually know what it is that you want to do. And I also know that we aren't always creative in the way that we do our life. We aren't always creative as we approach situations in our lives, because we fall back into patterns. Patterns of the way that we have always done things. I've always done it this way, so I'm just going to do it this way, even though it might not be working that well, instead of finding that creativity within you and bringing it forward. Things like we fall into those patterns of going to the same job year after year, even when it's not really satisfying anymore. Or maybe you raise your kids the same way that you were raised, or you find yourself saying the same things that your parents said to you, even though it wasn't really effective. Maybe it's even just as simple as eating the same thing for breakfast every single day because you've always done it, even though you want to get healthier, or even though you want to lose weight. But it's a habit pattern, so we just fall into those habit patterns instead of bringing forward our creativity. Maybe you aren't successful at something that you want to be successful at just because you think you don't have the time to do it, or you don't make the time to do it. Maybe you aren't successful because you listen to the opinions of other people that say you're too old, or you're the wrong gender, or that's just a waste of your time, or you'll never be able to fill in the blank, whatever that is. And so I read a story this week. It says, when Peter J. Daniels was in the fourth grade, his teacher, Mrs. Phillips, constantly said, "Peter J. Daniels, you're no good. You're a bad apple, and you're never going to amount to anything." Peter was totally illiterate until he was 26. A friend stayed up with him all night and read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, he owns the street corners he used to fight on and has written and published 10 books. One of those books is titled, "Mrs. Phillips, You Were Wrong." Barker says in this book, "Excuses and alibis, though sound at the human mind level, are idiotic at the spiritual level. Every alibi you make as to why you don't do something creative is sound at the material level. At the spiritual level, however, it is the babbling of a child. The infinite doesn't know that you are limited. The infinite can't know you aren't able to do what you want to do. There is no limitation in the divine, and you are of the divine. That means there is no limitation within you, because that divine presence lives within you and expresses within you and expresses through you." And so if you think you can't be successful at something, that is simply not the truth. The truth is, the entire universe conspires for your success. The universe wants you to succeed and to thrive, because in your doing so, the universe becomes more fully expressed. One of my favorite quotes by Ernest Holmes is that God is more completely expressed in the person who lives largely than in the person who lives meagerly. Barker says, "We do not realize that the thing we want to become, we already are." The thing you want to become, you already are. Going for those things we want to be successful at helps us discover that. The title of my talk today is Your Success Story. And I'm talking about that we are born with the ability and the drive to succeed. That drive compels us to unfold our own potential. It compels us to discover who we are. And that ability and that drive that are implanted in us are there by divine design. And you know what? It doesn't really even matter what it is that you're successful at. If it's being a parent or grandparent, if it's being a computer programmer or a teacher or sound technician, if it's being a good friend or a world traveler or a good mate, even if it's about planning for retirement, it doesn't matter what it is that you are successful at, because remember, success is about using your creativity. Success is about being creative in whatever it is that you're doing. And it's about gaining something. And it's about contributing something. And it's about giving way to who you are and to what you are and to your own greater yet to be. You were created to live your success story. And I look at my own life, and I feel like you all know, most of you know, that I work part-time as a hairdresser for 41 years. And I actually feel like I have been really successful at hairdressing. It has been so much fun, and I have been so creative and used my creativity, and I have absolutely made a difference for those people that I've served. And I've absolutely grown and unfolded and discovered via that. I feel like as a minister that I am successful because I am contributing to your lives and supporting you in living your best life, in letting go of the things that don't serve you and bringing forward the things that do. And in my relationships in my life, like my one-on-one relationships, I have not feel like I have not been successful part of the time. In fact, at the ending of my last relationship, I decided that I wasn't cut out for relationships. And I told my best friend that. I just don't think I'm made for this. I don't have what it takes. And she said, "Oh, Jennifer, that's ridiculous. You just haven't met the right person." And now I've met the right person, and it's so fabulous, and I feel successful. And yes, I'm growing, and yes, I'm contributing, and it's just absolutely wonderful. And so part of being successful then requires tenacity. It requires dedication. It requires not giving up on what it is that you want to do, or what it is that you want to be, or what it is that you want to have. And I think, like purpose, we have purpose in life, that the things that we are compelled to be successful at change over time. They're not the same things we wanted to be successful at when we were younger, and they change just like our sense of purpose changes. Maybe at one point in your life, your purpose was to be a parent, but now it's to do whatever else it is that you're doing. Travel the world and discover the world and discover life in that way and who people are. And, you know, I don't know, but I think that those things change because we change. The things that we need or want to be successful at change because we change and our lives change. And what was appropriate at one point maybe isn't appropriate at this point. But what I do know, that as long as you are alive and as long as you are on this planet, you have a need for success, just like you have a need for purpose. You have a need to succeed and to live with purpose. And if you don't, you begin to wither. We aren't meant to rest on our laurels in life. We aren't meant to stagnate. We are meant to express and to unfold and to be creative. And so I have a question for you. At what in your life would you like to be creative? Where in your life would you like to be creative? At what in your life would you like to be successful? Where would you like to be successful? What is it that you would like to accomplish? What is it that you would like to master? What is it that calls to your heart to do or to be? That is your spirit calling you. That is the divine within you seeking to unfold itself in a greater way. That is the call of your own untapped potential, so that the creativity of life might express through you. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that you were created to be successful. To know that your success is life's way of expressing itself in ever greater ways. And it's life's way of expressing through you. That's what your success is. Know that the entire universe supports you in succeeding. That spirit within you, the infinite within you, has the ability to do whatever your heart desires. And know that you have within you the ability to do whatever it is that you want to do, whatever calls to your heart. Listen to your heart. Listen to your dreams. Listen to the call within you. And to know that that is the infinite calling your name. That is the infinite calling your name. So that in turn you might discover that the thing that you want to do, to be, you already are. So set your sights and dedicate your time and your energy to that thing that you want to succeed at. And as you do that, you'll be living the life that you are meant to live. You'll be unfolding your own divine nature. And so blessings to all of you on this path of self-discovery, this path of giving way to your own greater yet to be, this path of giving way to the presence of God within you and through you. Blessings to each of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is just to be in recognition of God. That one presence, that one power, that one beingness that we each live in. For I recognize that this presence is omnipresent. That presence of God is in and through and around everything. For it is life itself. It is creativity itself. It is good itself. And so I recognize that we are each living a life, our life, which is the life of the divine. That we are each here bringing that presence into this world in our own unique and beautiful and magnificent way. That we cannot be separate or apart from that presence of spirit, for it is the essence of our own spirit. And it is the essence of our own creativity. And so today I know that as we move out into our lives, we take that presence with us. We take our own divine nature with us. We take the power and the creativity and the abundance and the energy and the good and the magnificence of the divine with us. And it unfolds itself through us as our lives and as our successes. And so we set our sights on what it is that we want to do, on what it is that we want to be, how it is that we want to be in this world. And the entire universe conspires for the unfolding of that. For it is indeed God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And that kingdom is here and now. And we bring that through us into the world. And so it is with a grateful heart that I give thanks for all the good that fills our lives, for all of the blessings of opportunities and of friends and of love and of just getting to walk on this planet. I give thanks for knowing that we are supported by life itself. And I give thanks for the good that unfolds itself by means of us. And so I release this prayer into the infinite law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now because we have faith in it, because we have said yes to it. And so today, with a yes in our hearts, I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
Thank you. So now it's time for our affirmation, which is on the insert of your bulletin. If you will all join me. I was created to be successful. I have all that I need to fulfill my heart's desires. Here, I discover my own untapped potential, and I am fulfilled, and so it is. Thank you.
I am so grateful that you are all part of my family. It's so nice. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is that we are going to participate in a Christmas project with Project Shepherd. There is a link here on your invitations that you can actually do a few different things. You can go to City Hall and pick out a teddy bear ornament that's on the tree that has a gift suggestion on it and then return it there. You can go on Amazon through this link and buy something, and it will be delivered there to Project Shepherd. And we're going to do a canned food drive, actually non-perishable food. So we're going to do that the last Sunday in November and the first Sunday in December. We're going to see if Skylinks wants to participate and invite the golfers to do that. So those are three ways that you can participate. The gifts or the food all have to be in by December 6th.